Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Thánaise has said the government wants to make sure that nothing would hinder our capacity to get involved in genuine peacekeeping missions. Micheál Martin was speaking on the second day of the Consultative Forum on International Security today, where Ireland's triple lock mechanism, requiring a UN mandate before Irish troops can be sent abroad, was up for discussion. Drive Time's John Cook has been attending the forum at the University of Galway and joins us now, live from there now. John, tell us about today's discussions. Another day of protests against this forum as well.
Well, there were small groups of protesters outside the forum at the University of Galway today and others inside as part of some of the 200 registered attendees, some holding up posters and calling for a citizens' assembly again instead of this forum, or voicing objections to the makeup of some of today's panel discussions, which looked at topics like lessons from Ireland's membership of the UN Security Council, conflict resolution and peace building, international law and accountability, Irish research and innovation in security and defence, as well as Ireland's triple lock mechanism, which we will come to shortly, Cormac. Mm-hmm. But proceedings began with an unscheduled intervention from Margaretta Darcy, an 89-year-old veteran actor, writer and anti-war activist. She is well known for her opposition to the US military use of Shannon Airport and was there with other members of the Galway Alliance Against War today. She served prison time in 2014 over an illegal incursion at Shannon Airport when she was visited by Sabina Higgins, the wife of President Michael D. Higgins. That visit was in a personal capacity as her friend. And we can hear what Margaretta Darcy had to say at the start of today's forum, addressing directly Thánaiste Micheál Martin. First of all, though, you'll hear some of the protesters I met outside.
Defend peace!
Defend neutrality!
Defend peace!
Defend neutrality!
No to Putin! No to NATO! No to Putin! No
to NATO! Denman Rook, I'm with People for Profit here in Galway. This government forum is obviously a stacked pro-NATO, pro-military forum.
If they says it's not. He says you're trying to shut down debate, discussion about our defence and security going forward.
No, I mean, they've stacked. It's all, you know, most the high majority of the speakers here are pro-military, pro-NATO. If they wanted a real debate, they would have a citizens' assembly. I don't know why they haven't given us.
Did you try to register to take part, or did any of you get in here today?
We had a few people here register to get tickets to get in, but the wait list was so long that we couldn't get in. I think there should be more of an involvement from the Irish citizens. We have our voice. We want to use it. We believe in neutrality and the current model that Ireland goes by.
Your name, please?
Barry O'Shooker, University of Galway Students' Union. I tried to get tickets myself to go in, couldn't get tickets, was on a waiting list, so I wanted to make sure that my message was heard, to decide to stand outside Oras na Mac Léinn, which is the building where I work, where the student building is, and make sure that some of the students' voices could be heard while they're on the summer break. I have a poster here that says, no drug shock is NATO, and that's the thing that I'm pushing for, that neutrality instead of NATO.
Thánaiste, you have read Michael D. Higgins, and he has absolutely cast a lot of doubts on this forum. So I'm asking you, and I believe that you did promise us a citizens' assembly, but let's have it first, not the stitch-up, which is what's going to happen at the forum.
Margaretta, thank you so much for that intervention. I'm going to...
And it is just amazing that they've made such a bloody fuss bringing the guards and everything, because I'm asking this simple question.
Thank you.
Assembly.
And that is some of the audio collected by John Cook, who's still with me. Veteran activist Margaretta Darcy voicing her objections at the start of today's security forum. John, what had the Thánaiste to say to her request?
Well, he was happy to address criticism of the forum and engage with some of its opponents again today, Cormac, as well as setting out some of his ideas on the triple lock mechanism. Now, this requires approval from the UN Security Council, as well as the Cabinet and the Dáil, before Ireland can send more than 12 troops abroad for peacekeeping or European Union missions. If this triple lock mechanism was removed, a future government could make that deployment decision, provided there was agreement in Cabinet and a Dáil majority in favour, meaning Ireland could make that decision independently. Micheál Martin said the fact of the matter is there hasn't been a UN peacekeeping mission since 2014, and Ireland should consider some change in this triple lock.
Our only objective is peacekeeping. It's important, too, that we continue to maintain that experience of peacekeeping. So where UN sanction, all the better. But there should be alternatives. We should consider that and work through that. And I was interested in the idea this morning that regional cooperation is also an option. I mean, increasingly now in Africa, we go to the African Union first. They endeavour to resolve issues within Africa rather than having external forces coming in to sort out issues. So that's one context and one potential. Obviously, the DAIL will always be there to approve it, and the government will have to approve it, obviously. And maybe other mechanisms can be explored, but at least we should debate the issue.
You can hear more protesters outside there, Thánaigh, than the Galway anti-war movement saying there's no room for people's voices here. This is a stitch-up, a load of waffle. When do we get to ask questions? What do you say to that? They say a citizens' assembly would have been fairer, and that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael fear public opinion.
There would have been less citizens' participation by definition in a citizens' assembly. There are many different ways we can air things. We have a citizens' assembly underway at the moment on drugs, which is going to, in a very detailed way, issues pertaining to drug use and how best should policy respond to that. I can recall some of the very good education conventions we had in the late 90s, and I subsequently organised a national convention on early education. And I think this model is a far better model, in my opinion, in respect of these complex issues, where we assemble people with international experience, both in the United Nations and in other organisations, where we assemble people with deep background knowledge of Ireland's peacekeeping role in the past, places like Darfur, Chad, Lebanon and so on. The entire public can listen in, if they wish, online, or can attend. And we facilitated protesters by they've registered, as you saw in the audience today and yesterday. They can ask questions or questions and answers afterwards. I think some protesters and some people who are against this forum, and I saw this in the DAIL, would much prefer if it didn't take place. So, in other words, there are some who simply want to disrupt the consultative forum and shut it down. Others, to be fair, gave their views this morning. That's fair enough.
And that's the Thánaigh Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, there at a noisy security forum, consultative forum. Tell us more about the discussion on the triple lock, John.
I think, Cormac, it's one of the most interesting parts of this four-day forum, which continues, of course, next week, because while some critics have said to me this is just a talking shop, or even people who said that they found the discussions good today won't question what would come out of them, as you've gauged from Micheál Martin there and others, there's talk of real change being possible regarding the triple lock. The Thánaigh said there had been challenges for Ireland on the UN Security Council in getting humanitarian corridors open in Syria, and he said there was no point in pretending there isn't power play going on between the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, with Russia increasingly using the veto. He spoke about no Irish UN peacekeeping mission since 2014, as I mentioned. Louise Richardson, the chairperson, referenced at the end of today's sessions a sense of fear in the room. She said that the triple lock had posed challenges for evacuating Irish citizens from international conflict zones, and she mentioned as well a sense in the room that change may have to be considered. Retired army personnel told the forum that the UN flag in the past on Irish missions in Chad, for instance, gave them legitimacy and credibility abroad. But defence analyst Declan Power said the UN Security Council mandate limits our choices and lets foreign powers dictate our foreign policy decisions. Professor Ray Murphy of the Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway explained the triple lock mechanism was brought in 20 years ago to reassure people that Ireland wasn't going to engage greatly in a perceived militarisation of the EU, as he explained to the audience how it works in practice.
So to be a UN peacekeeping operation, for Ireland to participate, there must be approval from either of the two major organs, the Security Council or General Assembly, in order to permit us to participate. The problem that some people see with that is that if one of the members of the Security Council decides that they're, for whatever reason, and China did this back in about 2002 or 2003, which was a petty, vindictive decision by the Chinese, it vetoed the UN approval for a very small peacekeeping operation in a tiny state, Macedonia. And so therefore it didn't have UN approval, and because of that, Ireland could not participate. Okay, so the UN approval is the essence of the triple lock.
I can't stand over the idea that we would abrogate our responsibilities to a foreign power. And that's what the triple lock is doing, make no mistake about it. We're living in very strange times, very fluid times, and we're letting, with regards to our peacekeeping, we're giving the opportunity to totalitarian states to not influence, but to dictate what we do and where we go. That does not sit well with me. Ireland is restricting itself, as far as I see it, in the kinds of contributions it can make because of the triple lock.
And that was security analyst Declan Power there. What was the reaction, John, from attendees to that discussion?
Mixed opinions and more criticism from some during one of many heated question time sessions today. I spoke to some of those, Cormac, who attended and contributed to the panel on the triple lock from the floor, starting with Enda O'Rourke. He told me he was there as a private citizen who believed the triple lock is obsolete and has never been of any use to Ireland. And I asked him what he'd replace it with.
Nothing. You bring back the ability of our elected government with regard to how we deploy our forces and peacekeeping, peace enforcement, and it allow us to broaden our interest in EU activity.
And when people say that will compromise our neutrality or we're heading towards NATO, what do you say to that?
Our neutrality is nothing more than a sham. Simply, we don't have the ability to defend ourselves. If we want to have this positive neutrality, we need to, first of all, pay our defence forces properly and get our armaments in place to defend our airspace and depend mostly of all our seas.
Yes, I'm Edward Horgan. I'm with the Irish Peace Neutrality Alliance and Shannon March. There was a significant imbalance in the debate. Far too many in favour of abandoning the triple lock.
It's obsolete, some said, and it could be preventing Irish peacekeepers from saving lives or protecting our own citizens.
Just the opposite, in my opinion. We need to focus only on proper UN missions. We are behaving as if we had a huge army. We don't, and we couldn't have. UN charters is the foundation of international law. It's not perfect, but if we abandon the United Nations, which we do by abandoning the triple lock, we'll have Irish troops serving in places like Afghanistan, where we were preventing the Afghan people from effectively freeing their country from US occupation, as we had to do 100 years ago.
Mary Burroughs, I agree with our neutrality. I agree with our president who brought this to the fore and made a good debate about it. But the panellists are all kind of talking among themselves. There's not that much opportunity to ask questions, so we're kind of limited.
My name is Michael Mulqueen. I'm Professor of Policing and National Security at the University of Central Lancashire. Here in Galway today, we have a sparky debate. There is real passion and some heated moments, but there's also civil disagreement. Leaving aside the technicalities of triple lock, of mandates and all of that kind of thing, what is it saying about Ireland? And personally, as an Irish citizen now, but somebody who's had a long professional association with the UK, it really is indicative of something that perhaps we don't recognise enough of, that Ireland's democracy 2023 is in a pretty good state. I think a lot of states are going to be looking at Ireland and perhaps taking some lessons in and around how do you converse with the public around matters of security at a time of real risk, insecurity and fear in the world.
And there you have it, some of the people attending the Consultative Forum on International Security, ending John Cook's report from the University of Galway. And the forum continues in Dublin next week.